discover the power of positivity, identify your gifts, then plan and execute your passion, and ultimately thrive exponentially in life, and most importantly in business, on Sudden Eye Impact with your host, Lee. The environment should put me in greater than, greater than. The circumstances that I'm faced with greater than, greater than. The environment should put me in greater than, greater than. The circumstances that I'm faced with greater than. Yes! And your life counts, and enthusiasm definitely makes a difference. Hello, and welcome to the Sudden Eye Impact Show with your host, Lee, coming to you from the DFW Metroplex. On the Sudden Eye Impact Show, we have fun together, we learn together, and we encourage one another. On the show, we discuss a variety of topics such as 100% personal responsibility, support systems, accountability, accountability partners, creative vision, belief systems, the power of belief, the power of thought, the power of partnership, the power of words, entrepreneurship, service, visionary leadership, creativity, consciousness, awareness, becoming the observer, innovations, finances, relationships, self-image, concept of choosing, goal setting, goal attainment, to name a few. On our show, we share concepts, principles, processes, and systems that work if you work them, that deliver good and great results. The show's mission, purpose, and intention is to discuss simple, basic, fundamental ways to help everyday people experience more fulfillment, satisfaction, enrichment, enjoyment, health, mental health, and overall peace through utilizing your own latent resources that lie dormant within you. The show is spiritual, inspirational, and motivational, expressing electrifying, energetic, and transforming content that anyone can take and apply to any area of their life to change their life for the better or to change their life for the best. On today's show, we have a special guest. So the next voice that you will hear following the introduction will be Dr. Anna Harvey. Dr. Anna Harvey is a retired psychology professor and an established author of several successful books in the genre of education and metaphysics. In addition, she is a highly esteemed self-development speaker who hosts seminars and workshops that teach people how to increase their personal vibrational frequencies that rely on the tools they need to live in a world with well-being, abundance, and prosperity. Dr. Anna Harvey holds a doctoral degree from Grand Canyon University in leadership and two master's degrees in psychology and public administration from North Central University and Meredith College, respectively, and a bachelor's of science from Meredith College. Dr. Anna Harvey's LEP seminars and books bring a fresh interpretation of scientific psychology and metaphysical philosophies to use as tools when working with energy to create the future each participant or reader wants to face and the life they wish to live. With no further ado, we bring to the stage Ms. Dr. Anna Harvey.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It is my pleasure to be here, and I feel very blessed to be able to not only communicate with you and to meet you, but also to really announce the new LEP frequency tool that will really assist people to change their lives and really create the future that they want to face. Not only change their lives, but create the future that they want to face through aligning their emotional, mental, physical, sensory, and spiritual consciousness fields. So I'm very happy to be here.
Wow. You have the floor and you're open to go right into it. I know you have a powerful, dynamic message, and I feel that it needs to go out to the whole entire globe.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity. I'm very, very, very happy to be here. And I'm so excited to share the new book that's coming out this April, Only Good Comes to Me, introducing the LEP Frequency Tool. It's by Waterside Productions, and you can get it at www.lepeducation.com. I'm very excited about this book because this book is a combination of many years of research on vibrational frequencies. And what I had found through my other three books and being on the road with seminars is that, you know, awareness is not enough, and that the concept of change your thoughts, change your life, you know, it's a wonderful concept and it really does work. You know, people get it, they're aware of it, but it doesn't seem to work for them. And that is because awareness and just working with your mental mind is not enough. You really have to work with your entire consciousness system, and that includes the mental, physical, spiritual, and sensory consciousness fields. You have to be able to align them all in order to vibrate at the same frequency to attract what you want in your life. Since you're all 100% energy, you can only attract to you what your vibration is. So when you're working with the law of polarity, the law of vibration, and the law of attraction, you have to combine your mental, emotional, physical, sensory, and spiritual consciousness field in order to be able to create, in order to be in that vortex, to bring whatever it is that you want into your life. You can't just think about it. In other words, if you are high in your mental intelligence, and you may be, you know, very disciplined and logical, and you can make great decisions, but you are vibrating low in the emotional consciousness. That means you're showing emotional maturity, or even living in, you know, in spiritual lack, or being, you know, emotionally tortured. You're never going to be aligned in order to attract what it is that you want, because energy doesn't work that way. You have to be in alignment, and by in alignment, I mean in harmony with all of your consciousness fields that operate within you. And let me just repeat them again. It's your mental, it's your emotional, it's your physical, sensory, and spiritual. You know, it's one thing to be high in the mental consciousness, because thoughts transform to images. Images activate feelings, and feelings activate your behavior, your actions. But they also do something else. The combination of those consciousness fields determine how you live your life. So if you are vibrating in a lower vibrational field, your life may activate the lack and survival energies, and which life is really just cause and effect. You know, you're not making things happen. Things are happening to you. Well, they're happening to you because this is where you are vibrating. Or you can, you know, the higher aspect of that is the dedication consciousness, which this already you have moved from the lack and survival energies into the dedication consciousness, which is a more of an expanded consciousness field. And then so on. And then, you know, once you're able to dedicate yourself and understand that things don't happen to you, that you're very much in control of what is happening to you, that you can actually now move into even a higher consciousness, because now that you've aligned those two lower levels, you can now contemplate. You can use the power of intention. You can use the power of elimination. That means eliminating discord from your life. And insulation. Insulate yourself, you know, from discordant energies. So, do you have any questions?
Not so far.
Okay, when you're done with that, you will move into the connection consciousness. And this is where you really have mastered the other four levels. You have now understood that the experiences in your life are really just an expanded consciousness that you have learned through negative or positive perceptions. You know, you either learn through things that are painful, you learn through pain, or you learn through love. The higher you vibrate, the more you realize that it's all about love, that everything can be solved with love. Well, that's really easy for me to say, right? Well, it actually is, because that is the truth. That is the truth. Everything can be solved from love, because if you have love and approach everything from a love vibration, which is the highest vibration you can attain, you can solve daily problems by changing your reactions to them. When you change your reactions to the problems that are coming into your life and look at them from a love perspective, you literally change your life and you change the future that you want to face, because you are now opened up to bringing things from that higher level energy. Things that are happening to you, negative things that are happening to you, is just energy. They're impersonal. Yes, they may come in, you know, in the guise of your mother-in-law, or maybe an angry boss, or, you know, through many other aspects, maybe a child that's misbehaving, and, you know, and that's getting you into a lower vibration, because now you are reacting to that energy. But when you realize that it's really not your mother-in-law, that's not a mother-in-law, that's not a child. It's all vibrational frequency. We're all 100% energy. That's basic physics. We all know that. It's been proven from Einstein to Hawkins to Dyer to, you know, to Tesla. We're all 100% energy. So you are just seeing that energy in the guise of that angry boss. But if that's all it is an opportunity for you to manage that energy. And when you manage that energy, when you know that this is not just an angry boss, although in your perception it looks like an angry boss, it's just energy that must be managed. And if you can come from the love perception saying, oh, you know what? Maybe that person is just, you know, very unhappy in their own life, and I'm going to change my attitude in terms of how I viewed this situation and not let it get me into a lower vibration of reaction. You want to respond to life, not react. And when you are responding to life, you are literally responding from the love vibration, which is the highest frequency of all. So all the other frequencies that, you know, that I've mentioned before, the lack and survival. If you are living in a lack and survival and you're constantly thinking somebody has more than you and tragic things are happening only to you and why isn't life better for me? I've been creative visualizing and I've been using my thoughts. But if you're never in alignment, if your thoughts are not in alignment with your emotions, because again, thoughts activate the images in your mind. What you think about, you see. And those images in your mind activate your feelings. And before you know it, you are feeling what you are thinking about and seeing in your mind. And then before you know it, not only are you thinking it, you're seeing it, you're feeling it, but now you're believing it. But what if your perception was wrong? And by wrong, I mean maybe you're just not looking at it from a more evolved perspective. Maybe that energy is there to expand you. And if you look at life, any tragedy in your life or anyone, anything or anyone that you perceive as, you know, being hurtful to you or frustrating you, if you look at that energy as simply energy to be managed and controlled, now you can change your thoughts and change your life. Because now from that perspective, from that understanding, that what I think about and see and how I feel is in my control, I'm going to think of it differently. And if I think of it differently, think of it from a higher perspective of love, giving that person a break, they might not even know that they're being frustrating. And even if they do, just remember this. If they're attacking you, they're really attacking themselves. That's all they're doing. Because energy comes right back. You know, it's a vicious circle. If that person is being mean to you and making you feel bad, what's going to happen to that person? The minute they leave that room, that energy is going to come back because that's how energy works. Energy can only give you what you put out. So if that person is being frustrating to you, don't think for 1 minute that that's a happy person. You should feel sympathy in your heart for that person because you know that they must be living in emotional turmoil, so show compassion and kindness. Even though they're attacking you, you know, Jesus said, turn the other cheek. He didn't mean turn the other cheek so they can get slapped again. He meant look at it from a different perspective. He meant turn that energy around and look at that energy as if he's attacking me, there's something within him that he's unhappy with. There's this love lacking in his life. Support, compassion, kindness is lacking in his life, or he would not be attacking you. Because energy is not personal, you see. But by that same token, energy teaches. Okay, it teaches because everything you put out, you get back. So energy teaches. I can either learn through love and understand this person a little bit better and respond as opposed to reacting, or I can live and learn through pain and react and attack back. Because when you attack back, you're going to get that back. You're going to get that in return. You know, energy doesn't understand self-defense. Okay, it's not logical in that way. It's simply energy. And what is energy? It's vibrational frequency. Wherever you are vibrating, you are going to get that energy back. Okay, now, let me make a correction here. Well, not a correction, but a clarification. When I say that you're going to get that energy back, it doesn't have to be from that person. In other words, you had a big fight with your spouse this morning, and you went to work, okay? You said some unkind things, were very mean-spirited, and you showed a lot of hostility. Let's put it that way, okay? Now, you're going to work. Guess what? Your day is going to go downhill. It's not your wife or husband that's giving you that energy. It's energy reading that vibration, and it's giving you exactly how you are feeling, thinking of that moment. Because energy can only return to you, and it will give back to you, law of karma, it will give back to you what you have put out. So, yes,
the frustration was with your wife or spouse, but it's that energy that you are going to get back and making you feel now inferior and bad, it doesn't have to come back from that person, but it will come back. It might come back from another source, but you are going to feel exactly what you've put out in one way or another. And also, by the way, you know, karma doesn't work on a time. Karma works on frequencies as well, because again, karma is energy. It only responds to like, you know, responds to like. So it may wait until the perfect moment, until, when I say the perfect moment, until the energy aligns to give you back what you had dished out in the exact same frequency. So why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you all this because I have developed an LEP frequency tool. LEP stands for Lived Experience Phenomenon Frequency Tool. And what this tool does is it works with energy to identify where you are currently vibrating. And that's what a beautiful thing about this is. In your current moment, it will tell you where are you vibrating in your mental energy, in your consciousness field. Where are you vibrating in your emotional consciousness field? Where are you vibrating in your physical, even sensory, even things like touching, seeing, I'm hearing, all your five senses. It will tell you where you are vibrating. It will tell you if you're the type of person that is walking by a rose garden and doesn't even know there's a garden there. Or it will tell you that you're vibrating at such a high frequency that when you are walking past that rose garden, you not only, you know, smell it and appreciate it, but you are one with it. You realize that we're all one energy. And when you are realizing that you are part of everything and everyone around you, you are coming out from a higher vibration of love. You are appreciating, okay? And it's enriching your life because now you're from a higher vibration of love. So it's enriching your life. It's giving you the energy you are putting out. You've stopped, you've smelled the roses, and you're appreciating them, and you're feeling a part of them. That is a higher vibration. And that is exactly what you are going to get back throughout the rest of your day. So the sensory, spiritually, the same thing. The LEP frequency tool, no matter how religious you think you are, may tell you that you are spiritually tortured, okay? Even if you went to church every week, even if you're a minister or a pastor, okay, none of that matters because those are all labels. These are just words. Energy only reads frequency, and it doesn't lie. It does not have a horse in the race. It can only tell you the truth. Hey, you may think you're vibrating high in your spirituality, but yeah, let's do a little assessment and see where we're really at. Because again, energy doesn't lie. And it's going to tell you exactly where you are vibrating. So all of the consciousness fields, just like everything in the universe, okay, has its own specific vibration. The way to tap into and work, because this is the key to it all, to work with the law of polarity, to work with the law of attraction, to work with the law of vibration. When you find out where you are vibrating on all of those consciousness fields, you will get an overall collective frequency. And that is your signature. And that's how you are going to attract things in your life. Because you are vibrating higher, coming from a place of love, understanding, and expansion. So the universe, not because it likes you, the energy doesn't like you or dislike you, but because it reads that vibration, will now start changing your life. It will change your future for you without a lot of effort if you are aligned with its vibration. You know, this has been true for eons of time. This is what Einstein was talking about. This is what Dyer, you know, even Louise Hay, Tesla, Dr. Hawking, who was a whiz in vibrational frequency. I mean, the man was not only, you know, a PhD, but he was also a medical doctor. He had his own counseling practice, one of the biggest ones that you can find. And he left it all. He left it all because he decided that he needed to work more with energy. And that's what he did for the rest of his life. He literally donated his time and effort and energy into changing people's perceptions and teaching people about this stuff, that it's all here for you. We're all 100% energy. There is no better or worse. It's only how much you want to work with it. But in order to know what you can do and how much you can do, you have to assess yourself. You have to know where you are vibrating. Because once you understand where you are vibrating, you know what you need to do to improve, to bring you into harmony, into alignment. So you're in that vortex of creation. You are a creator. We're all gods running around here. Okay, everything is energy. That means everything is, you know, you can manipulate anything. You can create anything. But you've got to be able to be aligned with your frequencies before you can create, all right? And that's what the book is about, and that's what the seminars is about. It teaches you how to get over tragedies of your life and allows you to huge mistakes that you think that you have made and you just can't move on. You're paralyzed with fear or guilt or regret, completely useless emotions. Because these things are to be looked upon as, yes, I was really wrong, and tragedies have happened. My God, I wish I could take that back. You know, this person died or something horrific had happened, and I'm so sorry, and I didn't see it then. The LEP frequency tool teaches you to look at every single experience in your life as a teaching tool to expand you, for your consciousness expansion. When you die, you may leave your physical body right here, and you will. Okay, name me one person that you know that didn't die or won't, okay? It's not going to happen. Everyone dies. And when you die, whatever you die, your body dies, but no one really dies because the consciousness moves on. The consciousness moves on to a spiritual realm. The consciousness moves on to a vibration that you have had on this earth. So if you are vibrating high, coming from a place of love right here on this earth, and I'm not talking about being a pushover. I'm talking about understanding that life is going to give you challenges, but those challenges are just vibrational frequencies that you must control and manage. And if you look at it from a higher perspective, you are going to get a higher perception. So when you leave this planet, and you have turned your life around, you have aligned your frequencies, the consciousness fields, and now are coming off from a higher perspective. You, when you die, you are going to reach a higher frequency in the spiritual realm. Again, because that's how energy works. God is also 100% energy. It cannot not be, because we're 100% energy and we are of God. So everything that you see, everything in front of you that you can touch, smell, it's all 100% energy. Okay, and it all has a different, it has its own frequency. Okay, but especially human beings and animals, you know, animals especially, because they show unconditional love, which is something that we all need to strive to learn. So, you know, watch your animals and learn from them. You know, absolutely, you can learn so much from animals. But whatever frequency that you leave this earth, may God bless you, because that is the frequency that you are going to go into in your spiritual realm. So you want to get as high as possible so that when you die, your consciousness evolved to a much, much higher frequency in the spiritual realm so that you can tap into those powers and expand even more. So don't waste a lot of time on regret or guilt. Only know that you're human and you're imperfect, and no one said you have to be perfect. We all understand, we all make mistakes. Don't hold on to that. If you've learned something from that experience, from that tragedy, or from your mistake, tragic as it may have been, no matter what it is, okay, let's be clear. No matter what it is, because life is fleeting, it's just an experience. You are here today, living this life. You will come back and live another life, and another life after that, et cetera, if you choose to do so. So life is just an experience, and when you make mistakes, you actually expand your consciousness through that. But you have to have learned from the experience, because if not, that energy will come around and come right back into you in another guise. But it will be that same frequency until you actually master it and can move on to a higher place. So this is why the book is so important. I'm so excited about getting it out, because it teaches people not only to forgive themselves, understand that every negative experience is just energy that must be managed by responding and not reacting. It teaches you how to do that, but it also evaluates and assesses where you are in the current moment. Okay, you can take that test every single day and see if you are maintaining your energy or if work needs to be done. You know, so it's just, I'm very excited about it, and I honestly can't wait to share it with the world. So anyway, I've been talking for a while. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I would like to ask a question, because, like, during the time, I mean, this was happening before, but I know that it's happened even more since the pandemic. So I just want to see if possibly you would be kind of generous enough to touch on the subconscious, and then, like, during this pandemic, why is there so much trouble with, like, money and finances, and what role does all of this play into the LEP? Because I know it's a challenged area I mean, across the world, but I know especially in the United States during the time of the pandemic of COVID.
Very simply put, there is no lack of finances. You're only perceiving that lack because you are not tuned in to the vibration of abundance and prosperity because you are not aligned with that. If you are stressing out financially, you are stressing emotionally, you are stressing mentally, and you have anxiety over that. So what is the energy going to bring you? It's going to bring you more anxiety and worry because that's what you're putting out. Again, the energy is impersonal. So the more that you worry about your finances, the more you are going to have a perceived lack. There is no lack in the universe. Let's be clear. There is no lack. The universe is abundant. It's abundant, and it's yours for the taking. It is only your perception of lack that you are seeing. And that's because you're out of alignment. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. So does the subconscious play a role in this, and what can the listeners in the audience do to begin to move forward and get unstuck?
The first thing you need to do is identify honestly where you are mentally in terms of emotionally, physically, and spiritually. You have to look at yourself and see what baggage you're carrying. When you want to reach higher frequencies and bring that money into your life that you're talking about, or any kind of abundance or any materialistic thing or even non-materialistic thing, whatever it is that you want, a great relationship, anything, you have to clear the baggage first. In other words, to get all that, you have to vibrate at that frequency. You really think you're going to get this happy, beautiful person in your life if you're depressed all the time and all you're doing is talking about lack and, you know, I'm no good and, you know, nothing ever good comes to me. You really think you're going to attract that beautiful person in your life? You really think you're going to attract that great job into your life if that's how you feel and look at the world? You can't. Again, energy is impersonal. It'll only bring to you what you give out, what energy, what frequency you give off. That's what's going to return to you. So you have to look at yourself. Honestly look at yourself. And what's in your mind? What are the images that you're putting in your mind? What are your thoughts like? How are you really feeling about things? You know, are you meditating and saying, oh, you know, I'm using creative visualization. Oh, this money, please come to me. But you don't believe for 1 second that it will. Or if you are actually doing all that and you believe it's going to come, are you actually living from a higher vibration, knowing that you are loved and you are loved and everything that you do is going to come from a place of love, which is a higher frequency. So letting go of baggage and forgiving yourself and letting go of regret and guilt again. Tell yourself, this happened, my mistake happened because I read this perception wrong. It's just a vibrational frequency. This tragedy or whatever I'm hurt about or can't let go in my heart, it's just frequency. And I'm choosing this pain. Well, if I'm choosing this pain, I can choose not to be in pain. So you have to let go of the baggage and understand that you're just a person. It's perfectly okay to make mistakes and be free and clear first. That's really the number one step. If you want to raise your vibrational frequencies to create the future that you want to face, whether that's money, relationship, anything that you desire, you have to be clear first. You have to forgive yourself. You have to let go of regret. You have to let go of guilt and come from a place of acceptance and allowance. I accept myself as such. Yes, I did all this, but look what I have learned from this experience. Because like I mentioned, you can only learn through love or pain. Okay, if this is all happening to you, you are learning from pain. So let go of all that. Let go of all these notions that I don't have money or I've done this or I've done that. Come from a clear conscience. All is forgiven. This is a new start. I love myself. I'm going to start responding as opposed to reacting to every situation. And you will find, this is the beautiful part about frequency, that you won't have to do anything else. It's all going to align itself for you because it's now responding to your mental, emotional, spiritual, and sensory and physical vibrations. That make sense?
Nicely stated. I know the audience is eating it up like a buffet.
This is why I don't want a lot of people spending. Like, it's so important. And this is what I go over on seminars. Believe it or not, I spend the majority of the seminar
talking about learning through pain as opposed to learning through love, because I'm finding that, you know, most people are finding themselves in a place where they can't create, they can't bring to them. No matter how many instructions you give them about what they have to do through meditation and creative visualization and believing in yourself and all that, and all that's great, all that's needed, but unless you can forgive yourself, let go of the regret and guilt, and know that there's really no such things as mistakes or accidents, that it's just mismanaged energy that has to have happened in order for you to learn. Because truthfully, and I say this in my book, it would have been a greater tragedy. Even if you did something tragic to somebody else, it would have been, and learned from it, it would have been a greater tragedy in the whole universal scope of life, not just your own little personal being, but in your consciousness, okay? It would have been a greater tragedy if that did not happen. Because would you be as expanded and as evolved like you are now if that did not happen? Because that tragedy just maybe brought out a flaw in you that needed to be corrected. Maybe you have a change of conscience. Maybe you have a change of perception. And these things are now going to get into your life and change who you are at your core. Without that tragedy, that would have never happened, and you would have never been able to get into that higher expansion to be able to work with higher energy. So we are all here for each other, you know. And whenever you bring suffering upon someone and you know, you feel like, oh, my God, years later, I should have never said that. Just remember this. If you suffer for someone, but it changes somebody's life, wasn't it worth your suffering completely? So why isn't the reverse true? You might have hurt that person, but if that person also learned something and you learned something, wasn't that tragedy or that mistake worth that expansion for the both of you? Because, again, it's just energy to be managed. Everything that happens to you, no matter how hard or how painful it is, it's just energy. That's all it is. It's energy to be managed and controlled. So that great tragedy in your life, as long as you've learned something from it, it would have been a greater tragedy if it didn't happen, because we're all here to learn, to not so much learn, but expand our consciousness so that we can vibrate higher. When we die, we're in a higher spiritual realm, and we're closer to God because we're a higher frequency. And our evolvement is meant for us to evolve to be with God directly. So don't ever look at tragedies or lack or any mistake in your life as something that, oh, my God, it was a calamity. There's no way to fix that. The very fact that you've learned from it, it was meant to happen. God is too perfect for accidents. You've just chosen to learn that lesson through pain as opposed to love. That's all. That's all. But expansion of consciousness will happen.
I want to throw two scenarios out there, and I've kind of known of a situation that I know, like, there's not only one isolated incident of this, so I'm going to do this for the audience. So it deals with demonstrating a home. So say there was a couple out there, they're set to get married, and then they were supposed to buy a home, and then they find out a few days before they're getting married, the deal fell through. And throughout that marriage, they've tried over and over again to demonstrate a home of their own. They really, really want a home of their own. But for whatever reason, it just doesn't happen for them. Can you walk us through what's going on?
Well, first of all, it's not for whatever reason. There's always a reason of why things happen, and that reason, as everything else, is vibrational frequency. They were simply not ready for that home, and they may not be ready for another home until the perfect home materializes for them. Who's to say that if they chose that home, something maybe even more horrific would have happened in that house, okay, through accident or something else, okay? Or they would have been highly unhappy living there, okay? We don't know the future, but the very fact that they're not getting that home, that's a sign that you shouldn't have that home, because if that home was meant for you and you resonated with it, you would have got it. Okay, you would have got it. And if you force the energy and buy something you don't want, you're going to pay the consequences later because you're not aligned with it. You know, patience is a virtue. But patience also works on frequencies. And they will get the home that they want that is perfect for them in the neighborhood that they want, in the square footage that they want, okay, in the right time frame of when it is supposed to happen, all right? Because the universe works with a lot of different energies, not just you. Maybe that home, that perfect home, was supposed to be theirs, but that person that was selling suddenly decided they don't want to sell. Well, that just threw the whole universe out of whack for just a moment, okay? Because we have free will. And through free will, even the best laid of plans, a person can change within a second due to their free will, which will screw up your plans. But ultimately, because God is perfect and the universe is perfect, and if you deserve and want that home, or another home will appear, or even that home a year later, okay? So it's never about you're not getting it. Be patient. You will be aligned. Stay in the moment of love. Okay, stay in the moment of cooperation with the universe. And instead of wallowing and saying, oh, my God, you know, another home fell through. I'm so disappointed. Why don't you change that reaction to, you know what, I'm so glad that happened, because if that didn't happen, perhaps that home was not right for us, and we would have been unhappy in it, okay? Because things that are destined for you, if you're in the right vibration, they will appear. They will appear, without a doubt. And it's not going to be through extreme efforts either. Okay, they will appear at the right time for you. So change your perception from, oh, I didn't get this. I wanted this. I didn't get this. Go with patience and trust. Trust that the universe has something better for you, because trust is a huge part of the belief system. All right? If you're constantly thinking your next home is going to fall through, or if you're over anxious about getting a home, what are you putting out there? You're putting out there anxiety. Okay? Well, if you're putting anxiety out there, you're going to get anxiety back. You're not going to get your home. You're going to get anxiety over a home, because that's what you're putting out there. You're putting out there, I'm anxious over a home. Everything keeps falling through. You know, I'm frustrated. Well, then that's going to continue to happen to you until you start trusting in yourself, in the universe, that it will come to you. Keep searching, and it will come to you. The right person, the right home will come to you. Not just any home, the right home, where it's perfect for you in every single way. So just be patient and trust the universe. And do not put out there signals, because signals are universal vibrations. Okay? If you're putting out anxiety and frustration will come back. So trust in the universe. Allow it to happen. And be patient. Okay? Because everything is done in God's time. Okay? In the universe time. When it is perfect. When it is aligned. So it will come. Stay hopeful, stay positive, keep looking, and anything that falls through, bless it. I bless you for falling through, because I realized that it was not right for me, that something even better is right around the corner. And it will come. It will have no choice not to come, because that's how energy works. If you put it out there without the anxiety, without the frustration, but in pure allowance and trust, it has no choice. The universe has no choice but to deliver that. Again, not because it likes you. Because you've reached the vibrational frequency of where your manifest, your in your mind, what you desire has now being brought forth into the physical reality. Because that's how energy works, is through that alignment.
Nicely stated. And just a further question, because I know there's many out there that have situations like this, or similar situations, or exact situations. Does it necessarily have to deal with credit and money?
You mean your home?
Yeah,
person. You mean buying a home?
The person, yeah, believe. Maybe they come from generations of poverty, and, you know, they just don't see how they can ever get a home, or they think that it's always tied to credit or money.
But isn't that a belief system of I don't have enough?
Yes.
When you are starting working with frequencies and vibration, and you're starting with that pattern, oh, I have bad credit. No one's going to give me a loan, you know? When you're starting with that, you're already starting in a negative energy, as opposed to, again, having trust in the universe and trust in God. And by that, I mean you're also doing things like maybe helping to repair your credit, or, you know, getting a job, or, you know, the physical things that you need to do in order to improve yourself. You know, sometimes you have to go back to school to get a degree to get a better job. But if you have bad credit, you know, don't forget, let's go back to the fact that there is no lack in this universe. There's only perceived lack, okay? So your credit may not be you know, it's a realistic thing to the banks and to you. But if you're coming from a higher perspective of energy where there is no lack, I will get money to do this because I see it, I believe it, I know it, I feel it, and I'm aligned with it. Again, doors that you thought were forever closed will open because that's how energy works, okay? So it's all in the mindset. Again, don't ever perceive lack. Don't ever perceive limitations. Because if you're perceiving the limitations of bad credit, then what is the outcome going to be? You're not going to get a loan because of your bad credit, okay? But if you come from the acceptance, from the allowance, from the trust, you know what? That's right. I do have bad credit. I accept that, but I know in my mind, in my heart, and in my belief system, and the images in my mind, and the thought patterns, that there is no lack in this world, and I will get exactly what I want simply by using the energy to do it. Doors you never thought possible, opportunities will come out of nowhere to serve you. Because when you are tapped into a higher vibration, it's really very simple. When you are tapped into an abundant universe and never perceive lack or limitation in your life, the universe will deliver through venues you never would have even imagined. Never imagined. So you've got to keep up that hope, keep up that faith, and don't ever allow lack or limitation. Because that's what's going to stop it, not the bad credit, okay? Especially in today's world. You know how many people have bad credit? By the time people start buying houses again, bad credit's going to be a thing of nothingness because everyone's going to have bad credit because of the tragedy of Corona, all right? So that's just a perceived limitation. And although you may be worried about it, that's what's causing the limitation, all right? That's what's causing the limitation. So lift yourself out of the lack. Lift yourself out of the limitation. Okay, positive thinking and belief in that, never having to go to, and it, you know, and here, by the way, let me clarify something too. When you have this positive perception, this mindset of being unlimited, no matter what it is, bad credit, money, bad relationships, whatever it is, when you have that, when you don't have the limited mindset, doors open up to you. They will. And it doesn't matter what credit you have or what credit you don't have. The universe will serve you because you're coming from a higher vibration, okay? So you might have gotten turned down 20 times for a loan, but guess what? If you with each time say, that's all right, no problem, I've got turned down, the universe is abundant, the right loan is going to come for me, eventually it will. If you are persistent, because again, you know, the universe works on time frames as well because it works with everybody's consciousness. So it's got to have everybody aligned. At the 21st bank, you know what? Maybe they just got a new rule. Oh, you know what? We're going to approve people with, you know, bad credit. Okay? And that 21st bank is going to give it to you because you are persistent in your mind, in your emotions, in your belief system, and you held on to there is no lack or limitation in this world. There can't be. If we're all 100% energy, and it is true that the law of vibration, the law of attraction, the law of polarity is how the universe runs, it cannot not deliver. It can't. All it takes is for you to be aligned with the fact that there is a limitless universe, that there's no lack, and that you will get what you want, and eventually you will. Because through those vibrations, that energy will reciprocate your thoughts and your signature, your vibrational signature of expectancy, of trust. That this is so. And that actually works because, again, it's the law of physics. It cannot not work. It cannot not work. The problem with people perceiving limitations and lack is because it doesn't happen fast enough, and they lose hope, and they lose faith. And once they do that, then the vibrational frequency gets lowered, and then just as the universe was ready, just when the universe was aligning to give you exactly what you wanted, you stop believing. You stop believing. And it couldn't deliver to you what was it desired in your mind into your physical reality. So it's very important to be persistent. You know, always stay on the part of faith and positivity and the knowingness that the universe must deliver because that's how energy works. you know? If we're all vibrational frequency and the universe only responds to vibrational frequency, it cannot not deliver. The only thing that's stopping you is you. So be patient, be persistent, be of positive mindset, and bless every single turn down of that loan. And say, you know what? I bless you, loan. It wasn't meant for me. I'm going to keep trying. The limitation and lack is in your mind, and no matter what problems you are perceiving, whether it's credit, relationship, it's really just your perception about the lack and the limitations that you think you are facing. And if you continue on with your positivity and continue on with that trust and that faith and being aligned with what you deserve, and it's very important that you realize that you deserve this, because that also raises your vibrational frequency. It's that confidence in yourself and in God that you deserve all of this. So do not be worried about any past problems or anything else, because the universe will align for you. Just do not lose hope. Do not lose faith. Continue on with a positive mindset that there is no such thing as limitation. If we're all 100% energy and the universe works on energy, you will get what is desired in the mind into your physical reality. Just be patient and do not worry. Because if you worry and place anxiety, that will come back to you, and it's going to destroy the positive vibration of that manifestation in your life. So I think I covered it.
Nicely stated. You're live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show. We bring on guests that teach on a phenomenal and fanatical level with simplicity, with the purpose of exchanging great service with great value to help each person improve their life, experience more satisfaction, fuller expression, and just expansion. Is there anything else that you would like to cover today? And if not,
I would just like to encourage people to go to www.lepeducation.com for a lot more information, books, or seminar schedules. That's www.lepeducation.com. You will find that you can not only create the life that you want, but you can create the future that you want to face. Thank you.
So during the pandemic, is there a way to do anything virtual with you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So they can find out all the information by visiting the website. I'm so proud.
I actually do a lot of work on Zoom, too, with different clients.
Wow. I'm blown away by our guest today, Dr. Anna Harvey. I know this has been an amazing show. We had some technical difficulties and challenges to work through, but I believe that it was for a purpose. I would say that she's one of the most amazing speakers that graced the platform. Definitely go to the BBS website and review this archive over and over again once it's available. She got to the meat of the matter, and I believe that she even taught on the honey level. So it wasn't pamplum and just milk. I mean, she taught on the strong meat level and on the honey level. She discussed principles on how you can bring heaven to earth in your relationships, in your finances, in your career, in your personal relationship with yourself, your relationship with money. And understand that money relationship, yes, it's energy. It's a form of energy that has to be controlled and managed. She taught principles, strategies that can help you improve that relationship too, because your relationship with money is a relationship. First, you have to identify that. Just overall, she taught on the spiritual level. She taught about mindset. She taught about meditation. She taught about prayer. Those words might not have necessarily been expressed, but if you dig deep and deep dive into it, it's there. So she taught on a fanatical and phenomenal level with great simplicity and ease. So I know myself, once this is available, I'll go back and re-listen to it. So I encourage every listener out there that heard this broadcast, please go back and listen to it over and over and over again. Go to her website, purchase her book, support her, because she's doing amazing works, and she's so humble, and she's just giving service. She's giving value. She's making a positive, a great positive, exponential contribution. So please support her. Go look at her videos. Subscribe to her channels. Find her social media. Support her. She is a teacher that's separate from the crowd. She's just not teaching no basic stuff. She's teaching stuff that works. So I just admonish everyone and encourage everyone to please, please, please visit her website. Anything that she has, please, please support her, because the content is great. It's realistic. It's applicable, and it is something that you can implement, something that you can integrate, and something that you can appropriate to help change your life, transform your life for the better, and keep working at it to transform your life for the best. I'm going to leave with a few quotes. Buddha said, "All that you are is the sum total of your thoughts." Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "A man is what he thinks about all day long." Earl Nightingale said, "The strangest secret is we become what we think about." Solomon said, "As a man thinks, so he is." Henry David Thoreau said, "If one advances confidently in the direction of his or her dreams and endeavors to live the life which they have imagined, they will meet with success unexpected in common hours." I believe us being blessed to meet Dr. Anna Harvey was a divine gift. Please do not take this lightly. Go to her website, find her social media, buy her books, support her. She is a gift to the entire globe. We have been blessed today by Dr. Anna Harvey. We thank you.
Thank you so much for all your words. I just wanted to add real quick to find me on YouTube under Dr. Phenomena, because there's so many free videos that will help you identify your personal vibrational frequencies and can give you immediate help. That's, again, YouTube, Dr. Phenomena. And I'm called Dr. Phenomena because I am a doctor and my life research is on the lived experience phenomenon of human beings. So please go on there. Take advantage of all the free YouTube. It will definitely change your life. And I wanted to thank you so much, Lee, for allowing me the opportunity to be here today. You're a beautiful, beautiful soul. May God bless you always. And I so admire and honor you for the service that you provide to really help collective humanity. So thank you.
My pleasure. I mean, I got a present today. I mean, you are a gift, and we need to hover around you and support you 100%, whatever that looks like for each individual that heard you today. I know I'm going to do my part. We thank you, and I'll say until the next Sutton Eye Impact Show, keep walking and using your faith.
Thank you. May God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Discover the power of positivity. Identify your gifts. Then plan and execute your passion. And ultimately, thrive exponentially in life. And most importantly, in business. On Sudden Eye Impact with your host, Lee.